These business services include remote draft capture, real-time access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Inner City commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Wausau West. I don't think it's right to say the Evergreens are conceding the game, but the Evergreens are going to go through a lot of pitching here. They've made another pitching change. JV pitcher Austin Behrens will come on to work the fourth inning. So he is the fourth pitcher that the Evergreens have used as we go to the fourth inning. And Austin Behrens, JV pitcher, who we also saw pitch Saturday in the first game of that doubleheader against Eau Claire Memorial.
Now batting for the Evergreens, number 10.
And Behrens was effective in that start. He'll face 3, 4, and 5, the toughest bats in the Wausau West lineup. Kevin Conley to bat first. Conley with a walk and a single. First pitch from Behrens is over for a strike. And Nathan Sleaford was effective. Sleaford worked a good third inning. We can close out the line on him. No runs, no hits, no strikeouts. Nathan Sleaford worked one inning, allowed one walk, and hit a batter. Pitch is outside there. It's one ball, one strike, as Behrens works to Kevin Conley. The left-handed batter. Overthrown there, up high, for two balls and no strikes. So with the score 7-0, how did we get to this low and sad place? Well, Wausau West got two runs in the first inning, with the benefit of only one hit. Evergreens allowed two more walks and gave up five runs in a nine-batter second inning. The Warriors did not score in the third. Swing and a miss there. It's two balls and two strikes as Behrens works to Conley. Cody Cocker guards the line there. And here's the pitch up high, three balls and two strikes. There's also a defensive change for the Evergreens. Sean Lutke is now in at second base. I'm sorry, take that back. It is Nathan Sleaford. Sleaford, who just pitched, stays in the lineup. Pitch there from Austin Behrens, up high, ball four. Ooh, 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 those bases on balls.
John Betzinger.
The Evergreens have allowed an unacceptably high number of walks. In fact, that is the sixth walk that the Evergreens have allowed. John Metzinger, the opposing pitcher, ready to bat for the Warriors with the leadoff runner on again, as he has been in three of the four innings so far in the ballgame. Pitch to Metzinger is down low for ball one. Metzinger singled, helped himself to an RBI in that five-run second inning. And Andrew Block awaits on deck. Just an afternoon where nothing's gone right for the Evergreens. Austin Behrens took something off a curveball and left it up high. Two balls and no strikes. That is a pitching coach kind of challenge for this Evergreens team, something that you'd like to see improve on the pitching staff for next season. Can some of these young pitchers throw that second pitch for a strike? And here's a fly ball to center field. Brown has time to get under it, and Wyatt Brown makes the catch. Brown traveled a long way. Got all the way from center into right field, actually cut in front of Sean Lutke to make the catch.
Now batting for the Warriors, third baseman.
Runner Andrew retreats Block to first base, and Andrew Block will bat with one out and a runner on first. Today's Evergreens baseball game is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Block is one for two, singled and flied out. First pitch to him, off-speed, drops in for a strike. That's the best off-speed pitch that we've seen from Austin Behrens so far today. Lumberjacks and Blue Jays, games 2 and 3 of our Fox Sports triple header. The Lumberjacks will play 2 at Athletic Park in Merrill, the other Athletic Park, the one that's not torn up by another off-speed pitch, and that's over for a strike. I met with some friends from the Woodchucks yesterday, from the Woodchucks organization. They are sweating. They say they might go to the ballpark and turn some of the screws and pour some of the concrete themselves. Curveball drops in. 3 off-speed pitches for Andrew Block, and Block goes down on strikes. Austin Barron's first strikeout. Now there are 2 down with a runner at first for Kyle McMullen. McMullen is the only Warrior who has yet to reach base today. He is 0 for 2. A flyout and a strikeout. And he is first ball swinging, and it's a fly ball to right field. Sean Ludke plays it on a bounce. It gets in front of him, and everybody is safe. See if they're going to score that an error on Sean Ludke or a hit. The wind had that, but Ludke should have still made that play. That ball was in the air for a long time. Lead runner moves over to third here. They're going to score that a hit for Kyle McMullen. And here comes Noah Dracozin to bat with 2 outs and runners on the corners. Actually, we are going to have a pinch hitter here. Lots of extra eyes helping, and we appreciate that. Isaac Butke is going to bat here. We have already seen Butke on the bases twice. He's been called on as a pinch runner. Home plate umpire is updating his lineup card before Isaac Butke takes his turn at bat. Warriors now with 6 hits. But again, even though McMullen's drive to right field has scored a hit, I think Sean Ludke will tell you that he should have been able to handle that and that the inning should be over. So now Austin Barron's will work to Isaac Butke. Comes with the high set. Here's the pitch. Leaves it up high for ball 1. The Evergreens will send Lutke, a pinch hitter in Austin Solomon's spot, and Zach Hancock to bat. 5, 6, and 7 slots in their batting order when they come up to bat in the top of the 5th inning. And here's a one-hopper to the shortstop. Forced to second as Alex Kell gets it over to Nathan Sleaford for the force out to bring the inning to a close. Well, that is the second inning in a row that Evergreen's pitching has kept the Warriors off the scoreboard. The question for the game now is, has the damage already been done? It's the Warriors 7 and the Evergreens nothing. We go to the top of the 5th when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email. These days, keeping up with your child can... But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Ugh, my elbow. Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Fox Sports!
To the top of the 5th we go. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens are on the bat, trailing 7-0. And Sean Lutke will lead off. Lutke had that misplayed ball, scored a hit in right field. John Metzinger's first pitch is up high for ball 1. Again, Metzinger, the last Evergreen to reach, was Mike Plaza back in the 1st inning. He has faced the minimum since giving up that hit to Mike Plaza. 10 up and 10 down since then. Pitches down low to Lutke, who works ahead in the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Lefty batter against righty pitcher. Here comes the 2-0 pitch, and that is down low. First time that we've seen Metzinger have a little bit of a control problem here. Since the Evergreens need base runners, Lutke should be taking here. And let's see if that is indeed what's happening. He takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 3-1. Evergreens baseball is orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Lutke takes again, and that's over for a strike. So Metzinger has battled back to 3-2. Lutke's got to protect here. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it's a ground ball to the left side. Third baseman Andrew Block dives, gets up and throws, and got him. That's a nice play by Andrew Block. Boy, when the Evergreens needed base runners, couldn't quite get one there. Block had to go down to field that grounder and was able to get it over to first base in time. That's 11 batters in a row for John Metzinger, who's putting on quite a pitching show here. Nathan Sleaford to bat. Sleaford is batting in Austin Solomon's spot in the batting order. Solomon was the starting pitcher, yanked after giving up two runs and having some control problems. Sleaford is now playing at second base and takes the first pitch for a ball. One out and no one's on. Sleaford pops this one up on the infield. The wind is blowing this around. Catcher calling for it, and Chris Clemente makes the catch in foul territory, and Nathan Sleaford is out. 12 in a row for Metzinger. Zach Hancock, who was a strikeout victim, first time up.
Hancock
went down swinging at a curveball that he was way out in front of. Had trouble with the curve. In fact, got a steady diet of off-speed stuff his first time up. Start him off with a curve here again, and that one misses. So Zach Hancock, not normally a starter. It seems like West has some scouting on him. No fastball. Evergreens baseball sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Here's a ground ball deep in the hole, and it gets through. The Evergreens finally have a runner. Hit in top and third baseman, and Zach Hancock rolls a hit through the infield with two outs, and the Evergreens have only their second base runner of the ball game.
Brings up the Everest pitcher, number 6, Austin Behrens.
Austin Behrens, I believe, is going to be taking his first varsity at-bat here. Not sure about that, but he will bat for himself. Austin Behrens bats in place of Ryan Kell in the batting order. Kell was the starting second baseman and is now out of the game. Pitch from Metzinger is down low. And awaiting on deck, should the inning continue, is Alex Kell. Two outs and a runner on first. Evergreens are trailing 7-0. Here's the pitch. That's a curveball up high. Snap throw down to first. Almost got him. Instead, it's a bad throw. Gets past the first baseman and goes all the way down the right field line. It'll be a throwing error on the pitcher, John Metzinger. And the Evergreens, for the first time, have a runner in scoring position. So, I mean, for what little pressure there is in a 7-0 ball game, a little of it will be on Austin Behrens here, as the Evergreens need to pick up this run with two outs. And Behrens needs a two-out hit to do it. He's ahead in the count 2-0. He gets a fastball and chops it foul into the screen in front of the Walsall West dugout. 2-2. Evergreens baseball brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental company easy. Trying to sneak in the second baseman behind the runner, Zach Hancock. Instead, the pitch is coming home, bounced in front of the plate, 3-1. John Metzinger has not issued a walk in this game, and he struck out 3 Evergreens. 7-0. Evergreens fell behind early, and the offense has been Here's a line drive, smacked into left field, base hit. Evergreens are going to try and score the run. Is there going to be a play at the plate? They will be, diving in, and he is out at the plate. And the shutout stays intact. That throw went from the left fielder, Noah Dracosin, to the cutoff man, Andrew Block, and it was Block's relay to the catcher, Clemente, that cut down the runner at the plate, and the Evergreens do not score. The third out committed at home. And at the end of 4.5, it is still Walsall West 7, D.C. Everest nothing. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When you see one, hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big City Law Firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Walsall West High School. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens may be asking JV pitcher Austin Behrens to close out the rest of this game. We're ready to play the bottom of the fifth. Evergreens are trailing 7-0, and Behrens is the pitcher who has come out to work a second inning in the ballgame. Josh Rader is the batter, and the first pitch is ball one. The Evergreens started Austin Solomon. He lasted only through the first inning. Off-speed pitch here is popped up. Infield? Nope. Shallow right field. Sean Lutke is there to make the catch, and there's the first out. Bryce Hines worked one inning in the second. Hines struggled, gave up five runs, walked two men. They both came around to score.
Number 18.
The Evergreens had Nathan Sleafert pitch one inning, the third. Sleafert looked good. He gave up a walk, and that was it. Not sure if the Evergreens want Sleafert to pitch again in tomorrow's game. The Evergreens have a non-conference game tomorrow up in Lakeland. We'll have the game for you here on Fox Sports. In fact, that's the live game of a doubleheader. And here's a ground ball to the second baseman. Nathan Sleafert makes the play, throws over to first, two up, two down. Looks like a much better inning here for Austin Behrens. Now we go up to the top of the order. Chris Clemente survived and was involved in that play at the plate, where Zach Hancock was tagged out. In fact, there was no doubt about that call at the plate. Our home plate umpire got that one right. Two outs and none on, and Clemente has been hit by a pitch again. Again, an off-speed pitch, and it hit him on the front shoulder or front of that arm, and Clemente is aboard with two outs. I mean, you know the Evergreens are not doing it on purpose. Those were both off-speed pitches. And now with two outs and a runner on first, here's Alex Osmus.
The second baseman, number four, Alex Osmus.
The other hit batsman in this ballgame belongs to Bryce Hines. That is the first, the third runner that Austin Behrens has allowed, but the first man to reach here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Walsall West did all their damage early, two in the second. They have not scored in the third or fourth. And now there are two outs and one on here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch to Osnes, a ground ball to the third baseman. Cody Cocker throws across the diamond, gets his man, and the inning comes to an end. Evergreens have certainly settled things down, but it looks like the damage was done early on in this ballgame. Five innings complete, Walsall West maintains a 7-0 lead. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
No errors in the bottom half of the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base.
We've reached the top of the sixth inning. Chris Clemente, who is involved in the play at the plate and has been hit twice, is done as catcher for the Walsall West Warriors. And Alex Kell is going to lead off the top of the sixth. Alex Kell flied out to center field. In fact, gave that ball a ride in center field. Long out to the warning track. fouls off the first pitch from John Metzinger for strike one. I would imagine that Metzinger keeps going out there as long as the shutout is in order. I mean, he could certainly coast his way to a complete game. Steven Lewandowski is the new catcher for Wausau West. Metzinger's pitch there is down low. It's a ball and a strike. The Evergreens will get back to the top of the batting order after Kelbats. It's 9-1 and 2 due up here in the top of the sixth. Evergreens are able to string back-to-back hits here. That pitch is fouled off, a ball and two strikes. Late, Brady Burrell, 4-for-4 on Tuesday, not in the lineup today. Went home from school sick today, so he is a scratch due to illness. And Brady Burrell would have been our starting first baseman. He had four singles and was the winning pitcher in Tuesday's win over Marshfield. So Burrell did it from the mound and from the plate. Here's a ground ball to short. Alex Austin is deep in the hole. This is going to be a long throw and got him by a step. Osnes has a quick release. It's not really a strong arm, but gets the ball out of that glove quickly. That's twice we've seen him do that,
nice play
playing back on a slow-rolling ball and still able to get the out in time.
Mason
Hagenbusher is 0-for-2. Tell you one thing about the result of this game, assuming that the Evergreens do not come back down by 7 runs. It takes away the argument of whether Wausau is properly seeded as number 4 in the state tournament and whether the Evergreens are properly seeded as 6th. The Evergreens thought they should have been seeded higher, but, you know, if you lose twice to the same team, well, then what argument can you make? They're supposed to be ahead of you. The Evergreens lost to the Warriors 12-8 in 10 innings earlier in the season and are down 7-0 here. Pitch to Hagenbusher is up high, and that one misses too. Mason Hagenbusher has worked ahead 3 balls, no strikes in the count. And John Metzinger has not allowed a walk so far. You heard Coach Dave Langman said he was a little frustrated that the Green Bay coaches seemed to have voted as a block. And he thought maybe the Evergreens could be seated 5th or a little higher. Mason Hagenbusher has just taken ball 4. It is a 4-pitch walk. And Mason Hagenbusher is on first. Let's see what Cody Cocker can do here. He's 0-for-2.
Cody Cocker.
Hagenbusher's got good speed. I'm not sure it matters when you're down by 7. Here's the pitch. It's outside. That's 5 balls in a row from John Metzinger. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of DC Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Fastball, that's a generous outside corner. 1-ball, 1-strike. Could have very easily have been the 6th straight pitch out of the strike zone for Metzinger. Instead, it's a ball and a strike. There's one out and a runner on first. Evergreen still looking to break the scoreboard. Off-speed pitch, that's a nice curve that drops in. But granted, you can throw that when you have such a big lead. Not a lot of high school pitchers will be outside of the strike zone and then come back and get the curve over for a strike, and that's what Metzinger just did. Throws over to first to keep Mason Hagenbusher close. And we are in the top of the 6th. The game doesn't really have a lot of parallels to the other. But when Wausau West came back on the Evergreen, ground ball just fouled down the first base line. When Wausau West came back, they did it with 4 runs in the 6th and 4 runs in the 7th to get the game into extra innings, tied 8-8. That's the kind of thing that happens once in, oh, every couple of seasons. Kind of unrealistic to think that the Evergreens have that kind of comeback here. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Fastball just misses inside. Almost got away from the new catcher, Steven Lewandowski. Runner does not advance. It's 2-2. It's been a windy, comfortably cool afternoon. Sweaters and windbreakers the order of the day for the fans here in the bleachers right behind home plate at Wausau West. We have Evergreens fans down the first base line and Warrior fans behind first base and up on the hill down the third base line. And a nice enjoy our ball game and a few, yes, with the radio earpieces in the ear. I see you right down there. Throw over to first. And Mason Hagenbusher is back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Wausau East and the Merrill Blue Jays to follow. That's a doubleheader, and we'll have both of them. That's 3 big high school baseball games on Fox Sports Radio. And tomorrow we'll have the Evergreens in a non-conference game. Up to Minocqua we go to take on Lakeland. The Evergreens will have a chance to get right back on track if this game doesn't break their way. Three balls, two strikes, and the pitch is up high. Cody Cocker has just worked out a walk. So that is back-to-back walks issued by John Metzinger, who was just cruising right along until the fifth inning and has now run into a little bit of trouble here in the sixth. Here comes Mike Plaza with two on and one out. Plaza is one for two, a line drive single, and a ground out to short. Be a fine time for Mike Plaza to get a hold of. And you know what? John Metzinger is the kind of pitcher that Plaza should be able to hit. See if he can be patient and get a hold of something off speed. A hard slider. And that's over for a strike. That's a nice pitch for Metzinger. Metzinger didn't throw that slow softball curve. Threw that pitch with some authority, and it still broke right at the knees for a strike inside. Really a pitcher's pitch. Plaza there takes the fastball on the outside corner, 0-2. So this is the Warriors' best pitcher against the Evergreens' best hitter. And Plaza is down on the count, 0-2. If nothing else, Mike Plaza's got to move the runners here. Hard ground ball to third, and it gets by the third baseman and goes into the outfield. Evergreens are going to score a run. Yes, D.C. Everest is on the scoreboard. I think we're going to score that a hit for Mike Plaza. He brings in Mason Hagenbusher. It went under the glove of Andrew Block, but it was hit hard. We will wait for the official scoring to be posted, but I believe Plaza will get credit for a hit and an RBI, even though it did go under of Andrew Block.
The cleanup hitter, number 23,
7-1,
Brown.
And it is posted as a single for Michael Plaza. 2-for-3 today. And the Evergreens still have runners here on first and second for Wyatt Brown. See if Brown can keep it going. Pitch to Brown is outside. So the Evergreens have reached John Metzinger for a fourth hit and for the first run. Now a 7-1 game. Wyatt Brown's got to keep the party going this inning. Waiting on a 1-0 pitch, off-speed pitch left way up high. Two balls, no strikes. No, because Metzinger doesn't throw particularly hard. It's, say, if he's getting tired or not. But Metzinger there, his mechanics were a little messed up on that curve. I mean, Wyatt Brown could see it was going so slow. They're trying to stick the second baseman in behind the runner there. Instead, the throw is going home. Fast down low, three balls, no strikes. And, of course, because the Evergreens need base runners still, Wyatt Brown is probably going to take here. Runners on first and second. This pitch could load the bases. Here it comes. Curve is over for a strike. See, again, Metzinger throws that curveball without fear. How many high school pitchers in danger of loading up the bases down 3-0, struggling with their control, come back with that curve and get a strike? That's what Metzinger just did. 3-1 pitch to Wyatt Brown, and that fastball is down low, walked him. Bases are loaded with Evergreen, so it gets at least a little bit interesting here. We will kind of temper our hopes because it is a 7-1 ball game. But now John Metzinger is going to get visited at the pitcher's mound. Coach Eric Green is making the long walk, and that's going to be Metzinger. With the bases loaded and one out, there'll be a pitching change here. Our score is 7-1, and we're in the top of the sixth inning. We'll take a one-minute break and introduce you to the new pitcher when we come back on Fox Sports Radio. Back in a minute. On AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here with the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back, where the bases are loaded with D.C. Everest Evergreens in the top of the sixth inning with one out. John Metzinger's day is done. The Warriors give the ball to a sophomore right-hander, Garrett Hahn. And the Evergreens are sending up a pinch hitter here. Kyle Zableski is going to bat. First pitch from Hahn to Zableski is down low.
In for pitching is Garrett Holmes.
Our PA announcer introduces our pitcher as Garrett Hone. He would know. Pitches on the outside corner. I would imagine that Zableski is being told that he's got to take a pitch until the first strike comes. And the first strike just did hit the outside corner. It's a ball and a strike. Evergreens have the bases loaded and one in, but they still trail by six. That pitch is up high. It's two balls and a strike. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. 2-1 pitch, fastball almost got away. Wild pitch, and the Evergreens are going to score a run here. Garrett Hahn bounced that in the dirt. It's three balls and a strike, and the Evergreens get Cody Cocker to score from third base on the wild pitch. That run will be charged to John Metzinger. Metzinger responsible for all the base runners having left the ball game. And now it is 7-2. Metzinger cannot as he left up by six. And here's the pitch. Outside, just walked him. And the bases are loaded again as Kyle Zableski gets a walk. Coach can't be too happy about that. You go to the bullpen, bring in a pitcher, and the first thing he does is walk a man. Here comes Nathan Sleaford. It is 7-2. Would you believe in this kind of one-sided ball game? Pitches on the outside corner, strike to Sleaford. The Evergreens have moved the tying run into the on-deck circle. Again, a lot has to happen before we can get excited about comeback possibilities, but at least it's out there. Pitch here, inside out swing, it's going to drop down the foul line in right field, extra bases, and the Evergreens will score one, they will score two, and holding at first base with that long single is Nathan Sleaford. It's 7-4. There is still only one out, and the Evergreens still have two men aboard. Comeback possibilities are still alive for D.C. Everest. As the Evergreens have reached for four runs here in the sixth inning. And Zach Hancock, 1-for-2 with a single, is going to bat here. That was a two RBI single for Nathan Sleaford. Sleaford decided not to go for more, and that's right. You can't make outs on the bases when you're trailing. Boy, if Zach Hancock, the Evergreens have to get another run out of this, and then the game becomes interesting. Hancock takes a strike on the outside corner. Yeah, with one out and a runner on third, that runner at third has to come home. Then would be at 7-5. Who knows what might happen? Pitch now to Hancock. That's an inside-out swing, but he fouls it off down the first base line over the Everest dugout. Wausau West still leads 7, and the Warriors own the hit column 6-5. The Evergreens have Kyle Zableski at third and Nathan Sleaford at first. Sleaford just brought in two runs. Off-speed pitch, reaching for it. Pops it up down the first base line. This is going to be out of play. You know what? Even though that was in foul territory, if one of the Warriors made the catch on that, the Evergreens would have tried and scored that runner from third. Well, it's no balls and two strikes. Now, just because I'm this kind of gambler, with less than two strikes, squeeze play. Not going to try it here at 0-2. And here comes Hahn's pitch to Hancock, just missed up high. First time we've really seen Hahn throw something off speed, and that almost dropped in for strike three. Certainly too close to take, and Zach Hancock is lucky. And you know what? They just called a balk. A run has come in. Garrett Hahn either went to his mouth or fumbled the ball on the mound. I didn't see what they called here, but they've just called a balk, and that run from third base does score. Wish I could see exactly what the reason for the balk was. But it's 7-5 now. And with a runner on second base, Zach Hancock with a hit to the outfield could bring in another run. 1-2 pitch here, and Hancock hits it far to center field. In the wind, back to the warning track, and the ballpark will hold it. Oh, he sent center fielder Josh Rader all the way back to the warning track. A long out. Long out. Nathan Sleaford tags and moves to third base. So now there are two outs. And let's see who the Evergreens send up here. Austin Behrens is scheduled to bat.
Batting number six, Austin Behrens.
And Austin Behrens will take his turn at the plate. Behrens is 1-for-1 with a single. Single almost brought in the Evergreens' first run. Zach Hancock was cut down at the plate. It's a 7-5 ball game with two outs, and there's a runner on third base. Austin Behrens is the ninth man to come to the plate as the Evergreens try and rally against Walsall West. First pitch from Hahn to Behrens swings and misses. He was over the top of that, took something off it. It looks like Behrens was geared for fastball. Slider, 0-1. What Austin Behrens needs to do here is shorten up and punch this ball through. See if that's the approach. Pitch there, curve, over, called, strike two. That's a nice pitch from Garrett Hahn. John Metzinger gets charged for four runs. As we can now close the line out on Metzinger. That pitch just missed, a ball and two strikes. Five now. And again, that runner at third is huge here. A ball and two strikes. Pitch from Hahn to Behrens down low. Almost a wild pitch, not far away from catcher Steven Lewandowski. And you know, the Warriors probably wish that they had Chris Clemente in there, the defensive catcher. Clemente's a good backstop. Clemente was hit by two pitches. He was involved in a play at the plate and has left the ball game. 2-2, did he check his swing? I believe he did. Yes, he did. Count goes full. Austin Behrens almost bit at a high fastball. Alex Kell, who frankly is a better bat in the Everest lineup than Behrens, awaits on deck. So Behrens is the out that the Warriors want. 3-2 pitch. Oh, called strike three on the outside corner. A very close pitch that goes in the Warriors' favor and goes against the Evergreens. D.C. Everest sends nine men to the plate and gets five runs, and they leave a runner third. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning next, and suddenly we have a competitive ball game. Walsall West 7, D.C. Everest 5. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
It's Memorial Day weekend and the official start of the grilling season. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no! Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors, all natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break, weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
We are
Buckmore! Commented for the Warriors. Number 10, Kevin Conley.
Well, things just got interesting in this ballgame. The Evergreens get five runs in their half of the sixth inning, and it is now 7-5. Walsall West is on the bat for the bottom of the sixth. Austin Behrens is out for his third inning of work against Kevin Conley. First pitch is up high. Behrens will face 3, 4, and 5 in the Warriors' batting order, and he must hold here if the Evergreens have any chance of completing this comeback. Pitch is up high to Conley again. Two balls, no strikes. Conley has yet to be retired in the ballgame. A single and two walks. He's scored two runs. Getting the lead runner would be so important here for Austin. Curveball here. They don't want to throw Conley a fastball. and that one misses away. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports, brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Fastball there is a strike. Kept the fastball on the outside corner. That's where you've got to throw it to Conley. Conley may be the best hitter on this Warriors team. It's two balls and a strike. Austin Behrens comes set. Curveball again up high. Yeah, the scoreboard had the wrong count. I thought that was a 3-1 pitch. It is high for a ball, and it's a walk. Third walk issued today for Kevin Conley.
John Metzinger.
It is the first walk that Behrens has allowed. John Metzinger, who was the pitcher, stayed in the game at first base, and Metzinger will take his turn at bat. He is 1-for-3 in the ballgame. First and none out. Pitch to Metzinger is over for a strike. Now, when Wausau West and D.C. Everest played earlier in the game, in the year, Brady Burrell was the starting pitcher in that game. Burrell left the ballgame with a 7-0 lead and was no decision. John Metzinger certainly doesn't want to see that happen to him. Catcher Mason Hagenbusch was going out to talk to Austin Behrens. It is only a brief visit to the mound. Hagenbusch was already on his way back to the plate. Back at the plate, it's no balls and one strike. That runner on first is there because of a walk, and there is no one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Wausau West must suddenly feel like they need a couple of insurance runs here. Here's the pitch, and that is over on the outside corner. Behrens with kind of a sweeping fastball, but a little bit of a break to it. And Behrens is ahead in the count, no balls, two strikes. Behrens struck out in the top half of this inning with that runner stranded on third base. So now he knows that he's just got to put up another zero here to give his team a chance in the seventh. Pitches up high, trying to get Metzinger to chase, and he does not. It's one ball and two strikes. Our broadcast on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union, building lifelong relationships one member at a time. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Ball and two strikes. Behrens to Metzinger. Runner is going. Hit and run. Fouled off down the third base line. And the runner Conley will go back to first base. When the wind stops blowing, and the wind is just very light now, it's a comfortable afternoon. It's a little bit chilly when we have that steadier breeze, which we had when the ball game began. The Evergreens at bat have sent two long fly balls to the warning track in center field. This one's popped up in foul territory. Catcher Mason Hagenbusch should have a play, and he does. Mason Hagenbusher right in front of the screen, able to get the foul out, and John Metzinger is retired. One for three, Andrew Block now to bat. Metzinger with the pop-out failed to move the runner over.
The Warriors, number 24, Andrew Block.
Almost a little surprised that the Warriors were not willing to move that leadoff runner over with a bunt or a sacrifice. Because, again, this ball game just feels differently if they're up by three runs instead of two. Snap throw down to first. They almost got him. That was close at first base. Runner went back in standing up as Mason Hagenbusch, the catcher, threw down there. And Josh Merchant almost applied the tag in time. Block singled back in the first inning. He struck out looking and flied out since then. And here is a well-hit line drive to left field. It is going back over the shoulder and off the glove. Mike Plaza. That's going to be a hit because Plaza was going back on a dead run, even though it's frustrating that he couldn't come up with that ball. It went off his glove on a fly while he was moving back there. It's going to be scored a hit, and it's a long double. It is not deep enough to score a run, though. Kevin Conley, the lead runner, had to play that halfway, had to see if he would have to retreat to first base if Plaza was able to come up with it. So now with one out, there are insurance runs on the base paths for Wausau West. They have runners at second and third, and Kyle McMullen is here. Evergreens play the infield in to try and cut down this run at the plate. McMullen is 1-for-3. Here's the pitch. First ball swinging and fouls it off down the first base line. Check that. That's correct. The pitcher is batting here. It is Garrett Holm who is batting in place of McMullen. Because McMullen is out of the game, starting pitcher Metzinger is over at first base. Hahn, did he check his swing there? I believe he, it's called strike. That's got to be a called strike. He didn't swing at that. No balls and two strikes. Garrett Holmes, a sophomore, obviously came in to pitch in a tough situation. Five runs scored in that sixth inning. Four of them, though, are charged to Metzinger. If Holmes puts the ball in play here, he's got a great chance of picking up an RBI. One ball, one strike. It's tomahawk up the middle. The second baseman holds the runner at third and gets the out at first. The run does not score. The out's gets credit to the shortstop there, Alex Kell. Kell made the play in front of second base. And now there are two outs, and the Evergreens can play the infield back.
Not bad.
A lot of times when you roll the dice and play the infield in, you wind up giving up that hit that goes through the middle. That was not the case there. The Evergreens played the infield in, and the strategy worked. The Tigers are still at second and third with two outs now for Isaac Butke. Butke bounced into a fielder's choice 0 for 1. First pitch to him is up high. And Butke is the out that the Evergreens want. They would have to face Josh Rader should he reach and continue the inning. There are two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Looking ahead to the Evergreen seventh, Kell, Hagenbusher, and Cocker. 9-1-2 when the Evergreens come back. And that's a high pitch. Could have been a high strike. Nope, it's called a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Strike zone has been consistent today, and the high strike has not been called. Butke, right-handed batter. Against right-hander Austin Behrens, who is in his third inning of work. And Behrens has not allowed a run since coming on in relief. Tried his curve, and it stayed up high. Three balls and no strikes. Again, Behrens has done most of his pitching with the junior varsity, the fourth pitcher the Evergreens have used. Solomon worked the first, Hines worked the second, and Nathan Sleaford worked the third. Solomon and Hines were not effective in today's game. 3-0 pitch, over for a strike, 3-1. See if Behrens, with two outs, can battle back here. He really needs to strand those runners at second and third and let his team come into bat down by only two and not by three or four. 3-1 pitch coming, and there's a bouncer to the third baseman. Cody Cocker throws over to first, and the Evergreens get out of the inning. That's a big out. Walsall West will have to live dangerously and earn it in the seventh inning. They left two men in scoring position and did not score in the bottom of the sixth. The Evergreens, though, are down to their last at-bat. We'll go to the top of the seventh. Walsall West 7, DC Everest 5. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
It is the last chance for the Evergreens. They trailed 7-0 in this ball game, and then they got five runs in the sixth. They need two more here in the seventh to keep the ball game going. Garrett Hahn will come back out to work the seventh inning. And the Evergreens send Alex Kell, the number nine batter, to lead things off. Alex Kell's bat has been heating up later in the season. Alex Kell has raised his batting average to .366, and the first pitch is a ball. We are hearing from some Evergreens fans who have gathered in the area behind the backstop. Boy, the Evergreens could really put some pressure on Walsall West if they get a base runner, and the pitch is up high from Hahn. Two balls, no strikes. If Alex Kell should walk, it would guarantee Mike Plaza another at-bat, assuming no double play. And boy, to bring Mike Plaza up, trailing by two. Boy, there's a wide pitch that sure was outside that was called a strike. A generous outside corner from our normally consistent home plate umpire. It's 2-1. Hahn's pitch there. Swing and a foul back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes. And you know, with that call, strike one, the at-bat kind of looks differently. Kell would have been taking there, trying to get to 3-1, and instead he swung away, and the count is now even at 2-2. Let's see if Hahn battles back and gets him here. 2-2 pitch. Did he check his swing? Yes, he did, and the count is... Chris Clemente has re-entered as the catcher. Clemente wanted an appeal on whether or not that was a check swing, and the home plate umpire indicated no swing. And then only after a second appeal did he check down at first. Big 3-2 pitch coming, and it's popped up. This is a blooper that the second baseman is going back for. Now the outfielder comes in. They collide. Did they make the catch? Yes, they did. Second baseman and right fielder collided. I believe it's the right fielder. No, the second baseman came up with the ball there, and that is the first out. Evergreens needed a break that they did not get on that bloop just beyond the infield dirt. And now we're going to get a visit out to the field to see if somebody is hurt or not. Again, second baseman and right fielder kind of collided there. And we'll get a quick check here as the Evergreens are down to their final two outs. Everybody's all right. And in fact, the injury timeout also gives you a chance to talk about how you'd like to pitch here and how you'd like to set up the defense.
Mason Hagenbarker.
We are in the top of the seventh. There is one out and there is no one on for the Evergreens, and they trail by two. Walsall West came back on the Evergreens during the first meeting, and the Evergreens are trying to return the favor. There's Mason Hagenbusher. First time that he has faced Garrett Hahn, and that pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. Hagenbusher today 0 for 2. He did reach on a walk and scored. Pitches down low, a ball and a strike. Hahn overthrew there. It is the first time that Hagenbusher has seen Hahn. All three of his earlier at-bats were against John Metzinger. Metzinger left after loading the bases in the sixth inning. He worked 5 1/3. Allowed three more runs to score. Actually allowed, well, four of the runs that scored were charged to Metzinger. A fifth charged to Hahn. Pitches up high to Hagenbusher. Two balls and one strike. Wind is picked up again. Hagenbusher, pitch is on the outside corner, called a strike. Strike zone's been expanding a little bit here in the late innings, just when the Evergreens needed it to tighten up a little bit. Big pitch here from Hahn. It's two balls, two strikes to Hagenbusher. Can he reach? Pitch is down low, and the count goes full. That one's low in the dirt. All right, Mason Hagenbusher knows that, A, he's got to protect the plate here. But B, if he swings, he cannot swing at ball four, because the Evergreens desperately need to get a runner to first base and get the tying run up. And here it is, a line drive over the head of the shortstop, Alex Ostis, a base hit for Mason Hagenbusher. 3-2 pitch and spine into left center field. And now the Evergreens bring the tying run to the plate in Cody Cocker. Cocker is 0 for 2. He walked and scored in the 5-run sixth inning. And Mike Plaza on deck. So whatever happens here, Plaza is going to get an at-bat unless the Warriors can turn a game-ending double play. And the first pitch to Cody Cocker is up high for a ball. Could the Evergreens put the tying run on base? They will if Cody can reach. Left-handed batter here with Mason Hagenbusher on first. Pitch is inside corner for a strike. Took something off there, and that was a nice pitch from Garrett Hahn. You've heard me bark a little bit that the corners have been generous here. That was a legitimate good pitcher's pitch. Cody Cocker now waits the 1-1 pitch from Hahn. A little high, 2-1. Hahn has worked behind most of the batters that he's faced. That's been one of his struggles. He's not been able to get ahead of a lot of the Evergreens batsmen. 2-1 pitch. That one misses inside, almost got away from catcher Chris Clemente. Again, Clemente got an inning off. Steven Lewandowski caught in the sixth inning and has re-entered the game. Three balls and a strike. I would think you have Cody Cocker take a pitch here, but let him hit if we get to 3-2. See if that's the strategy. It's up high, ball four. You bet it was. And the go-ahead run comes to the plate with one out. And it is Mike Plaza who is 2 for 3. And Chris Clemente, the catcher, is coming out to talk to his sophomore pitcher, Garrett Hahn. Do you not pitch to Plaza here? If that's the case, you would be willing to put the go-ahead run on base.
That brings up number 7 for the Evergreens. Mike.
Last Saturday, Mike Plaza had 2 home runs. Hit a home run in the first game of the doubleheader against Eau Claire Memorial, and then hit a moonshot in game 2. Furthest ball we've seen hit all season. He had 1 hit in Tuesday's game against Rhinelander, 1-for-4. Correction, Plaza fouls off the first pitch. Plaza was 0-for-4 in the Rhinelander game. Fouls off the first pitch. Mike Plaza's batting average, .429 coming into today's ballgame. We are playing the top of the 7th. The Evergreens have the tying runs on base in a 7-5 game. Here's the pitch to Plaza. On the outside corner, no balls and 2 strikes. All right, we've seen Plaza hit with 2 strikes before. He's down on the count 0-2. In fact, he had 2 strikes on him during his last single back in the 6th inning. 0-2 pitch coming. Plaza left field. Is it going to drop in? Yes, it will. It's a fair ball. Down the left field line, the Evergreens will score 1 run, and it's 7-6. Mike Plaza, 3-for-4 today. I thought that ball was going to be hit further and deeper off the bat. It kind of died in the wind there, but still fair down the left field line. And the ball is in play, 7-6.
Cleanup hitter, number 23.
Mason Hagenbusher comes around to score. The Evergreens have runners on first and second, and Wyatt Brown will come up to the plate. Cody Cocker had to make sure that that ball was not going to be caught. That's why he is not on third base. So an RBI single for Mike Plaza, 7-6. The first pitch for Wyatt Brown is fouled off. Wyatt Brown walked and flied out twice. In fact, his line drive first inning was hit on the button, but was hit right at center fielder Josh Rader. So Wyatt Brown should have a hit, but he doesn't. 0-1. Pitch to Wyatt Brown is down low. It's a ball and a strike. Kyle Zableski scheduled to bat for the Evergreens. And again, Wyatt Brown with speed, you're not going to double him up here. Runners on first and second. A double play would end the ball game. Wyatt Brown takes outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Garrett Hahn struggling to end this ball game. It is 7-6, 1 out. The Evergreen runners at first and second. That's the tying run on second base and a go-ahead run at first. 2-1 pitch to Wyatt Brown. Fastball. Good pitch to hit. Fouls it off. 1 ball, 1 strike. Wyatt Brown really needs to put this ball into play. Evergreens have scored 6 unanswered runs. It just didn't look like a comeback was in the cards, and lo and behold, it is. Wyatt Brown swings and misses and has just struck out. That is the second out. And here's a pressure cooker at bat for Kyle Zableski. The Evergreens are down to their final out of the ball game. If Kyle Zableski is able to get a hit to the outfield, he would tie this game. So one way or another, the game turns on Zableski's at-bat. First pitch, first ball hitting right at the second baseman. It's off his glove. It's in play. The Evergreens are going to try and score the tying run, and they will. The Evergreens come back. They were down 7-0, and it's tied 7-7. That was a line drive off the glove of the second baseman. It was hit hard. It's going to be scored an error, though, and the Evergreens get an unearned run. Mitch Leopold is playing at second base. And drive from Kyle Zableski went off his glove and allows the Evergreens to tie the ball game. And with still 2 outs, the Evergreens are not done yet. They could take a lead here depending on what Nathan Sleaford does. First pitch to Sleaford is up high. Evergreens still have runners on first and second. A hit to the outfield here could give the Evergreens the lead. And here's the pitch to Sleaford. That is over for a strike. It's 1 ball, 1 strike. The Evergreen's tying run is not registered yet on the scoreboard, as if the scorekeeper doesn't want to put it up. One ball, one strike. Here's a line drive to right field, sinking, and it gets by the right fielder. The Evergreens are going to score one run to take the lead. They may try another run. There'll be a play at the plate. No throw. The Evergreens have pushed two more runs across. Nathan Sleaford with a double and then a misplay in the outfield. It should not be scored as a double. It should be a hit and an error. And Zach Hancock is ready to bat. And the Evergreens have taken the lead coming all the way back. Nathan Sleaford with a 2-RBI hit to right field. The Evergreens get 5 runs in the 6th inning. And they get 4 runs here. It is 9-7. The Evergreens have come back to take the lead in this just improbable ball game. Zach Hancock is ready to bat. He's 1-for-3. And Hancock takes a ball. For the tying, and then these two go-ahead runs with 2 outs in the 7th inning. Nathan Sleaford, after that double, is standing on second base. Pitch is outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes to Zach Hancock. Austin Behrens, who stands to be the winning pitcher if he can get the final 3 outs, is waiting on deck. See if Behrens gets a chance to bat here if they go to someone else looking to bunt. Takes up high. 3 balls and no strikes. And John Metzinger for Wausau West, who left with the score 7-1, has been no decisioned in this ballgame. Still playing at first base. Got to be frustrating to watch this. Pitch is over for a strike. 3 balls and 1 strike. And Austin Behrens has a bat in his hand. If Hancock reaches, Behrens will get a chance to bat. You are hearing correctly. 9-7. Have come all the way back trailing 7-0. Swing and a miss. That's strike 2. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Wausau West will need to come up with 2 runs in their half of the 7th inning. They will have numbers 8, 9, and 1 in their batting order. So Chris Clemente, who's a big bat, will get a chance to hit in the bottom of the 7th inning for the Warriors. Here's a 3-2 pitch. This has popped up. Not far from our broadcast position. Over and out of play. We'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Garrett Hahn stands to be the losing pitcher now if his team can't come up with a couple of runs. 9-7. Evergreens coming all the way back. A walk, an error, 3 hits. Here's a pop-up, foul again down the third baseline and out of play. Hancock is the 8th man to bat for the Evergreens. So Wausau West and D.C. Everest have played 2 wild games this year, not even knowing how this 3-2 pitch, ball 4, walked it. Runners on first and second now. Again, the Evergreens blew a 7-run lead the first time these teams met and lost in extra innings. The Warriors have blown a 7-run lead in this game and trail by 2 runs. And now we are going to get a visit to the pitcher's mound. Coach Eric Green is coming out. And with 2 outs and runners on first and second, is he going to make a pitching change? The ball is still in the hands of Garrett Hahn. Not sure for long, though. Hahn is going to stay in the ballgame. Well, you know, if you were going to take him out, I mean, you would think, wouldn't you do that sometime in the 6th inning? Or sometime before these go-ahead runs came across? I think so. Austin Behrens to bat now. Again, all of these runs that the Evergreens have scored, the 4 pushed across, they all belong to Austin Behrens, which would make him the winning pitcher if the Evergreens can get the final 3 outs. The first pitch to Behrens from Hahn is down low. Still runners on first and second. Here's the pitch to Behrens on the outside corner. 1 ball, 1 strike. If you had a choice, you'd prefer not to see your pitcher here. You'd like your pitcher staying warm in the dugout instead of having to come out and hit. But that's the situation. 1-1, and this is popped up. It's popped up on the infield. Second baseman going back and making the catch there to bring the inning to an end. But the Evergreens get four runs and take the lead. The Walsall West Warriors will come up for their final at bat in the bottom of the seventh, and West is suddenly trailing 9-7. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Ugh, my elbow. Tennis elbow. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
The bottom of the seventh is on, and for the first time at the ball game, Walsall West comes to bat trailing. The Evergreens with five in the sixth and four in the seventh to take a 9-7 lead. We're not done with this one yet, and we have a Walsall East doubleheader waiting in the wings. The Lumberjacks are playing up in Merrill. Both of those games will be right here on Fox Sports Radio. Pitching change for the Evergreens, Alex Kell. Kell got the save in Tuesday's Marshfield win, worked a scoreless seventh inning, and that will be his job here. Josh Rader to lead off. Rader has walked 0-2. Alex Kell walked two men when he was last seen in that Tuesday Marshfield game, but did not allow a hit, and he had two strikeouts. Here's Kell's first pitch to Rader, outside corner, strike. And that looked to me again like it was a little... The outside corner has been in play in the late innings, both ways. 0-1 pitch, Kell to Rader, fastball misses outside, it's a ball and a strike. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Tolusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Outside corner, strike two. Josh Rader stepped out of the batter's box and shook his head. An Are You Kidding Me shake. That was in the same place where strike one was called. The ball and two strikes. Raiders got to shorten up here. Big pitch coming for Kell. Off-speed pitch. Fouled. He just stays alive. Just able to tap that into the ground. And he'll get himself another look. Our broadcast on Fox Sports is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest Sports. Alex Kell is ahead in the count here. The Evergreens are trying to deal the Warriors a stunning defeat. Outside corner, strike three. All three pitches on the outside corner, and Josh Rader has something to say about it to the home plate umpire. He's getting a stare as he goes back to the dugout. Josh Rader disagreed with all three strikes that were called him in that at-bat. And now on the bench, he's pleading his case to his coaches and teammates. One out. Jacob Brandenburg to bat. First pitch is inside for a ball. Alex Kell trying to nail down this win in the seventh inning. Here's his pitch. That's fouled off down the third base line and out of play. One ball, one strike. Talk about a streaky game. You know, let's go all the way back to our pregame, something that Coach Dave Langman said about his team. He said, you can't get complacent. You can't sit on a lead. Ground ball to the second baseman. Nathan Sleepy throws to Josh Merchant, and there's the second out.
Brings up the Warrior catcher, number six.
Now, Coach Langman was talking about his own team, which built a 7-0 lead, then didn't score for a couple of innings, and had the Warriors come all the way back. Walsall West has done exactly the same thing in this game. They got two runs in the first, five in the second, and have not scored since. complacent, not continuing to build that lead. And the Evergreens have come all the way back. Chris Clemente to bat. He takes a strike. As the Warriors are down to their final out with no one on in the bottom of the seventh. Alex Kell trying to work a three-up, three-down seventh. Here's his pitch to Clemente. That's fouled off. No balls, two strikes. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. The Evergreens bench is going to erupt if they get this final strike here. No balls, two strikes. Pitch to Clemente. And Clemente did not chase. It's a ball and two strikes. If Clemente can reach, the tying run would come up to the plate. Here's the pitch. And there's a line drive to center field. Wyatt Brown will have to play it on a bounce. Chris Clemente keeps the game going with a two-out single in the seventh.
Brings up number four.
And Alex Ostis will now bat. Ozzy, as you hear him called, is a left-handed batter against Alex Kell. And he represents the tying run. Kevin Conley is on deck. Now the Evergreens would like to end the game without Conley coming to bat. Clemente's got a big lead at first. Ostis fakes the bunt, throw down to first, and the runner is back. Clemente was building a big lead there, and there's really no need for it. Because Clemente, as a run, means nothing. It's the run at the plate in this 9-7 ball game. Pitch to Ostis is up high, two balls, no strikes. Although that said, Alex Kell does not want to issue a walk here. Yeah, I would let Ostis put the ball in play. Trust your defense here. Again, Ostis only hurts you if he hits a home run. Two balls, no strikes on the outside corner. 2-1. That was the pitch that Josh Rader was barking about when he was called out on strikes earlier in the inning. It's two balls and one strike. Again, the Evergreens one out away from securing an improbable comeback win. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off down the third base line. And the Warriors are down to their final strike. It's two balls and two strikes. We have two outs and a runner on first in this 9-7 ball game, which was a 7-0. And here comes Alex Kell trying to get this final strike and send us home. Pitch, he has a ground ball to third. This could end it. Doubled by Cody Cocker. He has no play. An error prolongs the ball game. It was not hit hard. It rode up on the heel of Cody Cocker's glove. And the ball game continues. And Kevin Conley to bat. I would think we've got to score that an error. Waiting for it to be posted on the scoreboard. It will be. And Kevin Conley to bat is the go-ahead run. It is indeed an error. The second error the Evergreens have committed in the ballgame. Kevin Conley, the big left-hander, is 1-for-1. He has walked three times. The Evergreens have yet to retire him, and the pitch to Conley is just outside. Metzinger would be on deck. Conley represents the game-winning run at the plate in this 9-7 game. Here's the pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes. It's almost as if Alex Kell does not want to pitch to Conley here and may want to take his chances with Metzinger, who is 1-for-4 in the ballgame. Metzinger's got to have a lot of frustration bottled up here. I mean, he was supposed to be the winning pitcher here before the Evergreens came all the way back. Here's a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. Conley was swinging for the fences there. It's two balls and a strike. Again, the ball game really should be over. Cody Cocker misplayed that ground ball to third with two outs. That's kind of poetic justice. The Evergreens tied the game on a second baseman error. Swing and a miss and a high strike. It's two balls, two strikes. And Conley the batter. He bats third quarter. He's probably their best natural hitter. So he's the guy the Warriors want up at the plate. It's 2-2 with two outs. And here comes the pitch. Just missed outside. Count is full. That pitch was probably a little too high to ring up Conley. Walsall West would have had an argument, and a fair enough argument, about the strike zone being too big down the stretch. I agree with our home plate umpire that that was three balls, two strikes. Big payoff pitch, Kell to Conley. Pitch is grounded to third. Cody Cocker gets it, goes to the bag at third, and the Evergreens have come back from seven runs down to defeat the Walsall West Warriors. Walsall West led 7-0, and the Evergreens score 9 unanswered runs. 5 in the sixth, and 4 more in the seventh for a 9-7 victory. We know there are Walsall East fans who are waiting to get their double against Merrill. We will get you that game in just a moment. We'll be back with a quick recap in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 19... 19-